Strap yourself in, UK, because we have a very special guest on today's programme that we're all very excited to meet, aren't we?
His name is?
His name is Avid Merian, and he's here today in the flesh. Here he is! Wow! Hello, Avid.
Hello to you.
Hello, wow. How are you?
They just give me chewing gum because they said my breath smelled.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. It's something we do with all our guests. Right. Take a seat, enjoy yourself. Would you like to wear headphones or would you like to be au naturel?
What is best?
It's complete.
What does headphones do?
It means that you can hear yourself.
All right.
Yeah. You like that?
That song you just played, it sounds like Kim Wilde. I wrote to Jim'll Fix It a long time ago to see if he could fix it. Dear Jim'll, can you fix it for me to kiss Kim Wilde?
And did he sort that out?
No, because the rest of the letter said on the Fangita.
Okay, all right. Would you want to kiss her now, even though... Because now she doesn't look as good.
I still think she is talent, because you can see her create gardens on this morning.
But if
I was the age... I was when I wrote the letter, she would look like my mother.
Okay.
But now my mother is dead. But she still looks pretty when you draw paint on her face.
Okay. So how are you? How is things for you? Are you happy? Are you...
Right now it's crazy. Yeah. And by the way, the taxi man, he dropped me at the wrong BBC.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But it's not your fault.
It's not my fault.
It's the Bow Selector production company's fault, I think.
Yeah.
Because they had to rush me over to here, and then it is there. But, thank you, please, to Bow Selector production crew, because they can pay my rent for me now.
Okay, that's good.
It's going good, and I can meet celebrities, and I can meet you.
Hello.
Nice
to meet you. How are you?
It's all right. I am okay.
You're very clammy.
Because it's hot, right?
It's very hot.
More hot than inside your mother's womb.
Have you been filming today? Because you seem to be wearing...
Oh, I have dirty pants.
Right, no, but you seem to be wearing eye makeup.
Yes, have a look. This is a clue to what I was doing.
Okay. Ah, okay, right, I see. Yes. Should I say that or not? No, I can't, can I?
What, that I don't do the masks?
No, you do...
Sorry,
Evan. Masks.
Yes.
I don't understand the mask.
On Bow Selector, I always say I don't do the mask. Because if you say you do the mask every bloody time, everybody say to you, can you do Craig David voice?
Right.
Can you do Michael Jackson voice?
Right.
No.
I'm sorry, I wasn't aware that was somebody else in a mask. I thought they were the real celebrities.
No, the real celebrities is ones with what I am with, and the mask was real.
I never knew that. So, and whose dream would that
be? Can you take pictures in here? Because on Tuesday I went to Dermot O'Leary.
Never mind.
Bloody genius.
Do you think?
You can kiss his face and it's okay.
Okay, I don't know.
And they won't let me take a picture. Can you give me your photograph? No. Can I have your camera? No. I won't take a picture. Well, we need your camera, but I won't take a picture. But we need your camera, but I won't take a picture.
Right, well, they're very rude.
So if I can take a picture?
You can take a picture of me, that's fine. Would you like to smile?
Just take a picture. There.
Wow. That's
just in your workplace.
Thank you very much.
I brought you a present.
You have?
Yes.
Excellent. This is very exciting.
I always like to bring a gift. You might not think it is special when I show it, but if I tell the story of it, you'll realize it is quite special.
What is it?
Hello to you.
Hello, I'm Dave.
This is Dave.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Dave.
Are you aware of our show, by the way?
I don't listen to radio because I like television. You can see all the celebrities
in a filthy form.
I used to be on
television before, a while back.
But I don't... It's Channel 5, right?
Yeah.
I don't get it very well.
Not many people did get it very well, actually.
Yeah, I still don't... won't feed properly.
Right, okay. The reception. It was a very interesting show. I think you would have liked it.
Right.
I met Les Dennis while I did that show.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you get a feeling?
No, I didn't know.
Right. Well, let me show you the project.
Okay.
Is this...
It's a coat hanger.
Yes, but it's not ordinary coat hanger.
Right.
I broke into David Sneddon's house with this actual
Did
coat
you really?
Hanger. Yes.
Wow.
Then I played his little piano.
Right.
And I did a little bit of his song.
Lovely.
Don't let go. Like this.
That's nice.
Then I took a shit in his pot.
I mean,
poo.
You can't say that.
Poo.
He apologized. It's because you're not from England.
Then I dropped a cake in his bowl.
Okay, that's right. That's fine. Can I, so is that for me?
You can have it.
Thank you very much.
And I hope you can break into his house. It is shaped just correct if you just stick it in.
Really? Okay.
You like before. My t-shirt?
I like you're wearing an I Love the Sned t-shirt.
And it is signed by him.
It is signed. You must be very pleased.
Yes. I think he could be the next David Bowie.
Do you think so?
Yes.
Okay, right.
But it just hasn't grown out yet. When it comes out, there's a secret there, and he will become spectacular. Then you will play his record 24/7. That's like radio, right?
Well,
24/7.
Do you think I put on a voice like that?
I don't know.
No?
But you can, like, Tony Blackburn, 24/7. I don't know. Right. But he talks different, right?
Well, I talk fairly normally. You know, like this.
24/7.
I can do that, 24/7.
Right!
Yeah, there you go. I used to work with Dr. Fox. That's where I learned my DJ voice.
I love Dr. Fox.
Really?
He's not even a bloody fox, but he says he is a fox.
Oh, no, I know.
He's not a fox. He's not a doctor.
No. But someone says he's not a disc jockey.
It is on a par of, like, Evel Knievel. He wasn't evil, and he wasn't even a Knievel.
He wasn't.
But what the hell is a Knievel?
I don't know.
But he can jump over all these things. I wish I could jump over things.
It would be fun. I have a present for you, by the way.
Really?
Yes. It's one of those sweets that you used to get when you were a kid, and it's called a drumstick.
Drumstick, I know it.
There you go. That's for you.
Oh, thank you, please. I won't eat it.
Well, you can eat it.
I will frame it.
Really?
Maybe you can sign it, right?
I will do whatever you want me to do. I'm fascinated.
Can you say sexually on this program?
Yeah, in the right context, of course.
this make me have a little bit of sex with coming out.
That's right. That's all right. Well, there's many things I would like to discuss with you and chat about.
Right.
Can you relax? Can I get you anything? Is there anything you need?
I have drinks.
Yeah.
And chewing gum because my breath stinks.
That's fine. anything else? You happy to?
Hello to David Sneddon. And hello to everybody who has been my friend. And thank you, please, to the Prince's Trust for letting me come to the party in the park and allowing us to show the piece on Friday night, 11:15, on Channel 4, Boss Selector.
That's very nice.
Because they might not let us show us, but then they said they will let us show us it because it was a bit crazy. I said F, and but some of the other people said F.
Right.
But it was all in jest because I meet them before.
Sure.
And we are friends.
Okay.
Like, I hope that we are all friends.
Yeah, we are all
and
friends.
If we could not be on radio right now, we would all say F and it wouldn't be detrimental.
Of course, of course.
It's detrimental. Good. That's the right word.
That's right.
Detrimental.
Yeah, that's right. You're getting confused with those.
And hello to you, to the Craig. And to Ozzy, who live downstairs.
Well, will they be listening today?
Yes. Well, Craig will be listening through the little hole.
Yeah, it'll sound like this.
Like that.
Yeah.
But he never know what is going on. One time I was messing around with my mannequins. They had the face of Mystique. You like Mystique?
Yeah, very much.
Yeah. Oh. We've met them. We've met Mystique.
I have met them too.
Yeah.
Alicia has a tiny head like a sparrow.
Yeah.
But it's beautifully formed.
She's
and
lovely.
All the kiss her face and all over her body.
But she goes out with one of the So Solid Crew guys, doesn't she?
Harvey, I will kiss his face too, both
like,
together.
Really?
Oh, Harvey and Miss Dick sandwich. Right? And Kate Lawler all over your legs.
Oh, bless her.
To kiss them. Her skirts get shorter every day.
It's
I'm loving a bit of that right now.
You, as the viewers go down, the skirt goes up.
Right.
It's a shocker,
and
isn't it?
Friday night, you have Davina McCall on the Big Brother.
I love her.
And then you have Graham Norton.
Yeah.
You have all these programs right now, and this is good for me, and I'm having the time of my life.
Oh, very good. Well, it's
only good that solid and a bit of wet don't come out of me I get so terribly excited.
Lovely. All right, well, listen, we're going to play a record.
Can you play David Sneddon? I have his single.
It's all... What do you have the single on?
It's on CD.
Oh, all the CD players are...
Oh, you have it on rack.
No, it's actually...
You have it on racks, little racks. I've seen the Howard Stern film where he has it on racks.
These
shove it in a rack.
We have VCS, actually, so we have...
VCS rack.
Well, no rack, just VCS. It's all computer screen.
You're listening to Chris Miles on VCA rack.
That was Radio 1.
Radio 1.
We broadcast to the whole UK.
Right.
It's big. It's not like local radio. This is national. People can hear us in Spain.
In Spain?
Yeah, on the Sky, on the
right.
TV.
Is one of the commenters who made a funny sacramento of the record of the city on a Kush Miflanum.
Very nice, very good. All right.
That's not almost correct. I made that up.
So we're going to play a record and then chat with you.
What is it?
We're going to play Longview with a track called Further, which came out on Monday.
Right.
You know that track?
Yes.
Right, good. Okay. With lying like that.
I get down and groove to it.
That's fine.
Get down and groove to it.
Okay, I don't know if you can, okay, but you can try.
Or is it not groovy?
24/7.
Okay. Alright, here we go. It's got guitars and stuff.
Right. We're still on the radio.
Yeah, well, we are, but in a minute we won't be.
Right.
Okay, you ready?
When?
Now. That's 24/7. That's Longview and Further on Radio 1. Avid Merian is here, and we're discussing life through Avid's eyes.
Hello to you. I am wearing headphones like Craig David.
That's
right.
He
never take them off. He's sleeping in them, but he never goes swimming in them because he will electrocute himself and die. And that would be a bad loss because I think he is brilliant. And you know, what's your flavor?
Yeah.
What's your... Oh,
I like that.
I love to dance to it. Now he has a new song. It is called Spanish.
That's right.
That is the Spanish plinky plinky.
That's
guitar.
Right.
Yeah.
Guitar.
Are you... Because obviously you... really, really love celebrities.
Yes.
Yes. And you've met many. Have you met Craig David?
I have met him at Party in the Park.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Was he nice?
Oh, I thought he might batter me in the face.
Why? Why would he do that? He wouldn't do that. He's a nice guy.
Because of Bo Selector, I don't know. But he was so genuine and nice. And I don't know what is underneath his hat, though. I don't think he will ever show it.
I think there are many people like
but
that.
But I shake his hand, and I said to him, you look like I had to do it. I said, to get into Party in the Park, I said I was depressed. I said I was doing a work experience for Hit magazine.
Okay, that's
good. And then, so I said to him, you look like you have different voice because reporter.
Sure.
You look like you're having a great time, Craig. But tell me, is there anybody here you wish were dead?
Right.
And he said, no, not right now. I said, what about all this about oxygen? Trees giving out oxygen. Oxygen.
Mm.
Oxygen.
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 Yeah.
Do you think it is true? And he said, yes. Right. What is your favorite out of these five things? Some foxes.
Right.
Some peas.
Yeah.
Felt tips or sex.
Right.
And he liked some foxes.
That's only four.
There were several foxes.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, there's two foxes.
There was two sex. Boy and a girl.
So and these are the kind of questions that he would ask, of
and,
course.
And I think he was more impressed with some foxes.
Right, well...
One fox is rubbish.
Right.
But three looks more romantic. Especially if there is a man chasing them with an axe and his patakiang hanging out doing a wee.
I don't know.
That's just in my mind, I think. He didn't say any of this, but he was right on.
I think that's probably...
He was the proper bow selector.
I gave you the lolly earlier as a present.
I still have it. I won't eat it.
I have another present for you.
Do you have another present?
I do have another present for you. It's in audio form only, which means...
Is it a rack?
No, it's not a rack. It's, it's a message.
A message.
Okay, are you ready?
Right.
Now, don't get too excited. The person isn't here. It's not like a double bluff.
Right.
The person genuinely isn't here, but they...
You don't have them in a box down
no,
there.
No, I don't know. But they did record...
I would...
I'm sure you would.
But I would feed them with tuna and they would never die.
You're going to love this message, by the way. Okay, you ready? This is just for you. Okay, here we go.
Excuse me.
Hi, Arvid. It's Edith. I was gutted when I heard you were coming in today because I'm actually in Mallorca on a holiday by the pool in my bikini. Been topless today, but there's too many people around, so I've stuck it back on. But I'm really gutted I'm not going to be there to see you in the flesh. But leave something behind for me, will you?
There you go, that was just for you. It's Edith Bowman. Really?
In the morning when I wake and I rise, I look into her beautiful eyes. Oh,
she's lovely.
She don't do rise no more.
No.
But she did make my day.
Oh, bless.
And I would like it if she would make my day.
I'm sure she would, if
and
she could.
And sit next to me.
That's right.
And pop a white one out.
Oh.
A little bit of boiled egg, right?
Of course, because she loves to cook. So,
what?
To cook.
Right.
So that was just for you from the lovely Edith.
Well, thank you, please, to Edith.
That's okay. And now, a choice
She's special, right?
She's very special. You can choose the next song that we play now out of two tracks.
Right.
Okay, we are going to play, God forbid, Wayne Wonder or Daniel Bedingfield?
Daniel Bedingfield. I met him at Party in the Park. He rocks my world.
Okay, well, this is Daniel's new single, right. Just for Avid, then.
Feel like a song without the words.
The lovely Daniel Bedingfield and Never Gonna Leave Your Side.
Have you seen Charlie's Angels Full Throttle?
I have not seen Charlie's Angels. Oh. Alan has seen the movie.
I have, yes. I would give them all my full throttle.
That's right, because you're into your fast cars, of course.
Yes, and fast ladies.
That's right, well, they're very fast in the fast cars.
Cameron Diaz, it looked like her eyes are like a special effect. They are so beautiful.
They are nice.
And then you have Lucy Liu. She is beautiful, but I think her left eye is slightly vertical.
I don't know about that.
The right one is straight, but the other one is vertical. But if she is looking at you to the right side, like you, and then if she looks left, what is your eye?
I don't know.
And then there is Drew Barrymore.
I like her.
Oh, she is so talented.
She's very talented.
And looks slightly like Elvis, I think.
Do you think so?
But almost like Mask. You know, the film with Cher and the deformed man?
Right.
She look a bit like that, but in an attractive manner.
Of course.
I think you can be ugly, but attractive.
That's good.
And that's what I'm hoping anyway, otherwise I don't get married and have a bambino.
I'm sure you will get married one day. We're going to have to break for the news, and then we play some records, and then we come back, and then I'm going to ask you more about celebrities.
Right, I'm having
that's
a great
impression
time.
Of you, celebrities.
Did you see Federico?
I did see Federico. I'm going to have to hold this
right,
for the news because we can't talk about jokey things before the news.
I know it because I did comic relief, and you shouldn't say bad things when people are hungry.
Okay, right. So, more from Avid in a second.
Radio 1.
And Benny Benassi and Ashanti 24/7. Coming up after Johnny and David with News and Sport, it's well after 4:30. We're back! 24/7. And Avid Merian is our guest today.
And I'm only 29 years old.
He said you were 30.
I was just telling a joke, I just don't know the punchline.
Okay, I'm 25.
That's the punchline!
There you go. See, now you'd like our show if you were to listen. You should listen more often.
I watch more television than radio, and I don't have a car.
But what is on...
I have a car, but I can't drive it. I just sit in it.
Okay, but what... So you can listen between... Because there's nothing good on telly between 3 and 5:45 when we're on.
Yes, I know, but if you stand outside the Ivy, you can get more pleasure at that time because it's lunchtime and they're coming out.
You can listen to the show on headphones while standing outside.
Right.
Okay. Maybe I will buy you a present.
On a Walkman that has a radio on it.
Maybe I will buy you one as a present.
Oh, a drumstick lollipop and a Walkman?
And a message from Edith.
Oh, Edith Bowman, right?
Yeah, I know.
Edith.
She's on holiday by the pool in her bikini.
Oh, and her bikini.
That's right. So listen. Avid, hello. Are you all right? Are you back with us?
I just had a little romance.
Ah, did
you? We got married and had a divorce. It was all very quick.
Oh.
But the sex was very good.
Very good. So, let me ask about celebrities, because obviously you love celebrities. Now, are there any celebrities that you don't like?
Not particularly, because the ones I don't like, I never say, because I'm so passionate about things I'm interested in.
Okay.
If I've met a celebrity I don't like, I'd probably kill them with a house brick.
Okay.
But
could you not kill them with your two fingers like Lisa?
Like Lisa. Nobody can do this. Nobody can do it. It's only in a movie, unless you are Bruce Lee or Wolverine from X-Men.
All right.
But he can have three spikes coming out of his fingers, so maybe he can even do it with two. He has three.
That's true.
Unless he is very precise. I don't know. I'm getting too deep with metaphors and analogies when I don't even know what these words mean.
Neither do I. So, hello? So, celebrities. Because have you ever met any celebrities who haven't been nice to you? Which I...
Most of them look at me like, hello, what are you going to do then? Do your little funny.
Right.
And I don't have a funny, I have a present. Maybe a flask full of sex weed.
Right, lovely.
Maybe a kiss on the cheek.
Kiss
if
on
it's
the
someone
cheek
like Beyonce,
right.
It is some expensive chocolates and roses.
Oh, very nice.
And I tried to kiss her face. I think she's the next Tina Turner.
Do you think?
And it's all about the thighs. When she has the little jiggle,
right.
It'll a little bit of wobble.
That's right.
I'd kiss her thighs.
So if it's a celebrity like that, you would buy them expensive chocolates. You gave me a coat hanger.
Yes, but it was a special coat hanger.
Special coat hanger.
David Snedden.
David Snedden. It has touched David Snedden's keyhole.
Okay.
That sounds like rude, right?
He didn't mean to be rude. He meant literally his keyhole of his door.
And I just, I don't know. Does Dennis Van Outen listen to this?
Dennis?
I don't, she, Denise, she made you, I'm not sure. She
because I asked her if it is okay if she would stick her finger in my ring. As right. Marriage.
Okay, you get married to her.
I proposed with the ring.
Okay.
And she said she would think about it.
For, right.
She said, next time I see you, I will have an answer.
Oh.
So I just want to know, well, I'm still waiting for an answer.
Maybe she could call in if she's listening.
Right.
And give you an answer.
Right.
Maybe then she's still thinking.
Well, does she know the phone number to call in?
I would imagine she
she's sat in that chair before, actually.
Has she?
Yeah.
I can only smell my sweaty balls.
That's all right, that's okay. That's okay.
But footballs. Football. Sweat. You sweat when you play football.
You were playing football earlier and you
yes, and I'm sweating.
Okay.
And I had my makeup on.
Okay. But that's okay, but you look fine. Don't worry about the makeup.
Right, nobody can see it.
It's
on radio. Don't worry about it.
I hardly notice that you're wearing lots of eye makeup.
Right.
Like a girl.
I think it's all right. I think the world is too angry to be concerned whether it is a girl or a boy.
Right.
Let's do love with both of us. Because, right, if you can't get maybe a Patakiang or a Fanjita,
right.
You have to take whatever comes your way.
Well, there's
and if you want to come my way,
yeah.
Why don't you come my way right now?
Well, all right. That's almost like fighting talk.
I don't mean that. I mean love come.
Yeah, you're a lover, not a fighter.
Just love come.
That's right. As in, you would come to somebody to love them.
Yes.
That's right, okay.
But I don't know if you bite a pillow.
No, I don't. You can't say that. You can't say that.
I don't know if you like a man.
No, I don't like men. I like women.
Ladies, right.
I have a lovely lady of my own. So
all right, I don't want to infringe on your romance.
No, that's fine. She's a...
What is her name?
What?
Can you say her name?
Yeah, she's called Sophie.
Sophie looks like the eyes are full of desire and love. Only love hearts spill out. That's not like my dirty eyes.
That's very sweet. She will probably be listening as well.
Right.
And
tell her you love her.
What?
Tell her you love her.
What, now?
Yes. Say I love you. Say, I don't care, because if I like someone, I mostly will love them.
Right, okay.
Tell her.
Okay.
Sophie. Chris loves you. Say it.
You see, now I don't think the listeners want to hear that.
Is it a new romance?
No, I love her. I do love her.
Say it.
I do love her.
Say it.
She's not... What?
If you say Sophie,
yeah.
I love you,
yeah.
I can guarantee you will have a Fanjita sandwich.
Stop that.
Waiting when you get home.
Stop it now. That's just you, I'm going
with
out.
Salad
now.
And everything.
That's not... Hey, you see? Hey?
Ooh,
oh, I tell
you. Dirty mind.
She will cook for me, is what you're saying.
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
Right.
She cooks like the woman out of Butterflies.
Right.
It's not good.
Right. Mud cake.
Right, something like that.
Love is like a butterfly. Wasn't one family very rich and one very poor, and they had mud cakes?
Have
I got a different show?
I think you could have a different show.
Right.
Butterflies was the one which had Rodney Plonker in before he was Rodney Plonker.
Oh, she was the one who was having an affair all the time.
Well, she did. Well, she didn't have an affair.
Slut.
She never did have the affair. It was all just kind of like a,
you know.
Somebody was saying, "You mean the good life?"
About
that wasn't me.
Where did that come from?
Spoonie next door.
Spoonie said that.
I have voices coming into my ears all over the place.
Yeah, well, what a thought.
Right, I was the good life. I was talking about the good life.
I know, but then Butterflies, but you knew the thing. Anyway, let's move on.
Right.
I'm going to play another record, and then we're going to play a little game.
All right.
Do you like that?
I love games.
I know that you like games. You're a very kind of happy-go-lucky.
Yes, but do you know a new magazine called New? They said my favorite things, and all of it was fabrication.
Really?
I never knew the magazine existed. And they said my favorite things are board games. I don't like board games.
No.
It's rubbish. Little bits of things you move around, some hard paper. I like computer games.
Yes.
Board games.
Well, we're going to
play. So yesterday, board games.
Right. Anyway, we have a game.
Operation is good, though, when you touch the thing and it goes.
Right. We have a game to play in a second, which we often do on the air, but as you don't listen to the show, you probably have no idea.
Right. I will listen to it from now on, though.
Thank you.
Because I've met you and I'm having a great time. We have ice creams, drinks, and chewing gum and drumstick lollies.
Thank you, please. See, that's my impression
of you.
Thank
you, please.
Thank you, please. Do you like that?
24/7.
24/7, right. What am I playing? So I'm going to play Sugar Babes. You ready?
Oh, I like Sugar Babes.
Okay, here it comes. There's 5 seconds before they sing. Four.
Heidi! Ah, Mutia! Oh!
There you go.
I'll make it through the rainy days.
That is the Sugar Babes. I love the Sugar Babes. They are so good, and they sing like fine birdies in sky.
24/7.
Hey, so you do me, and I do an impression of you.
24/7.
And you do an impression of me. See, you like the way we
have ice cream everywhere.
Right, so we're going to play this game.
Right.
You like this. The game is Guess Who, and normally when we see famous people, we play a game where Guess Who was.
Chris Miles.
Right, that's good, yeah. You kind of get the idea. So then sometimes we get people on the phone, it's like a mystery voice thing.
So a celebrity is telephoning?
It's a celebrity on the phone.
A real one?
Yeah. And she could be it could be an actor, it could be a singer, you never know, okay?
Is it real?
Yeah. Right. And you have to guess who they are, but you're only...
Or is it Mark and Ladd when they do a funny voice?
No, you've heard of them, but you haven't heard of me. Fine. Right, anyway, so only...
I hear of you. I see you in Hit Magazine doing a workout.
Well, yes, and don't I look buff?
And yes.
Good. So anyway, right...
Spotted Chris Miles having a sweat in the park.
That's right. Quite often, actually. I was sweating today in the park.
Right.
Anyway, Jim, actually. So anyway,
just
you're
all wrong.
Only allowed to ask questions with a yes or no answer, okay?
Yes.
Are we ready? Here we go. Hello, celebrity. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello,
right.
Hello, Avid.
Hello to you.
Hello to you, Avid.
Hello to you.
Hello, Avid. How are you?
I'm all right, Craig.
All right. What are you up to?
Is that Craig?
Who?
Is that Craig?
No, mate. I'm from Wolverhampton. I'll give you a clue. I play football, but I haven't scored a goal this year.
I don't like football, it's rubbish. I have no clue.
I don't like football.
What did you... Okay.
I am a big fan of your show on Friday nights, right? And I think you are fantastic on it. But I want to know, why do you keep that boy from Big Brother in the cupboard?
Is it Bez from Happy Mondays?
It sounds very much like Frank Sidebottom.
Don't insult me. Don't insult me.
What is your...
You can't guess who I am?
Sounds like...
I've met you only once before.
Were you the drunk that was trying to sell me a big issue?
No. You see me at the football pitch.
Is it Nicky Campbell?
No. Come on, Avid. I watch you all the time on them shows. I told you when I met you, and you promised me you'd do something for me.
Are you messing about with yourself? You're breathing heavy right now.
No, I'm just happy to be so close to you at heart. I think of you all the time when I see the pictures. I'm now obsessed with your show. I've started to put pictures of all the footballers on my walls.
Do you know, this
is it Brian McFadden?
This is actually more disturbing than when Avid first walks into the studio.
Well, is it Brian McFadden?
You did?
Is it Rod Stewart?
No.
Is it Harvey from So Solid?
No, shut up, you stupid man. I like
Hello,
Nancy Palmer.
Is it a not well thought through feature? And now, celebrity, please, can you reveal who you are?
Avid, this is Craig, mate, and I've escaped from your cupboard.
I said Craig right at the beginning.
No, you didn't.
You did, actually.
You won't believe it. I've got out of your cupboard, mate, and I'm never coming back.
Craig, I said your name right at the beginning, and don't say you have escaped when I let you go, because this is the truth. This is the whole truth.
Yeah.
He comes to my house every week and ties himself up.
Really?
Last year, I kept him for a year. Right, I'm bad. Sue me for it. I don't care. But now he comes to my house and ties himself up, and I won't stop a man from having fun.
Okay.
But I said it was you straight away, Craig, so don't you ever play me, because I am the player, and you know it. So get back in the cupboard and put the bloody chains on. Otherwise, I will spit all over your tats. You can say tats.
Yeah, as in...
But it sounds like taps.
That's right.
So you can get away with it.
Okay.
I said it was Craig straight away.
I know you did, but you know...
Oh, right. I was supposed to not say.
I don't know. To be fair, the impression was meant to be better.
All right.
But you knew
it was Craig.
I know it was Craig.
Do you know why I knew? Yesterday I was having a bath with you.
Oh!
I was having a bath with you, wasn't I, Avid?
When I scrub you, I scrub the top, then I scrub down below, and he said, "Oh, it is too sharp."
Okay.
You have to wait until Friday night to scrubbing.
You are the scrubber.
You're a scrubber.
Okay, stop. Okay. Thank you, Craig, for coming on the show.
Thank you, Chris.
I'll talk to you later. Bye bye.
Craig.
Oh.
Yes.
I will have you for this. laugh. Yes, thank you, please, to you too. I said it was Craig straight away.
I know you did.
I did.
Sorry. But you see what we did
there? I got all sort of, like, I wanted to win the money.
Yes.
I know this one.
Yeah. And it was, but wasn't that a very funny feature which worked really well?
I think it went okay.
Yeah.
Which one? Because I thought it was Craig, and then he did his little actions, and then I thought, but it sounds like Craig.
Yeah.
And then I went through all the names when I met at Soccer Six.
Right.
Rod Stewart, we did the Ramshank.
Right.
Brian McFadden, he felt me with his big hands on the shoulder.
Yeah.
And said hello to you.
So anyway, so that was Craig in a hilarious phone call conversation.
That was great. Can you get Davina to phone?
Maybe, but technically you have to leave now because you're only for an hour. Unless you would like to stay, you are more than welcome.
What is the time?
The time is almost 5 o'clock, 24/7.
Let's have a little bit more fun.
You want to stay?
I'm having a
bit
fun.
He's going to stay. Now, the only thing is that at 5:10, Alad here has to do, he turns into BB Alad. Now, I know that might be a bit hard for you to understand. He becomes somebody else in character, but he will become BB Alad and discuss all the latest happenings in the Big Brother house.
Then I will go.
Well, no, you can stay.
All right.
And then you can, it's up to you.
Talk about Lisa.
Yeah.
I can kill people with two fingers.
Exactly. And you can maybe join in.
It may be hard for you to believe, but in my time I used to be a looker and upper class lady. Yes, it is hard to believe.
Ahmed Marian is here.
But Federico, he's great fun.
He's very nice.
I like to see you have a...
That's right.
What are you wearing down below?
See, you had a dream about him. I saw that in the show the other week. Yeah, he's very strange. But he looks like Woody from Toy Story, don't you think?
He does, right? But when he talks, he talks...
Oh, I want to see you have a...
Oh, there you go. See, very good. You like
I wasn't going to say.
No, I know, but I knew you weren't going to say. But I went, whoa, anyway, in a kind of double act way.
Because when I went to Little Brother, they were saying to me, please don't say... And all petrified, like I'm going to do something.
No.
I know that some people have mothers and that are alive.
That's right.
And are listening, are watching.
And they don't like the profanity.
Exactly. But sometimes I can't help it. It's like when you have Tourette's and you can't stop shouting things out, right?
Okay.
Chris Miles!
Okay, right.
Chris Miles!
Okay, right.
Right?
More from Avid later.
Radio 1.
And we'll also play music from the Stereophonics and MOP Cold as Ice.
And David Sneddon.
And maybe David Sneddon. Unless we save that for Spoonie at 6.
Yes.
Calm down. Here's Johnny and David with News and Sport. It's 5 o'clock. On the show is Ahmed Marian.
Hey, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Keep it real and funky.
You could get weekends here like that.
Right.
You could. Do you know when Colin Murray goes away, you could fill in for him and do the show with Edith?
Do you think?
Maybe that's not a good idea, actually.
I would love to do anything with you.
I'm sure you would.
And now, it's time for BB Alad.
Hi, Chris.
Hello, Alad.
Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Hi, Avid.
Hello to you.
How are you?
I'm all right, but you were sat over there. You've been in here all day. Why are you talking like you've just come in?
Because I'm in a different character.
He's now...
Oh, BB Alad.
Okay.
It's a weird thing.
Hey, it's nice to meet you.
And you, Avid.
How is your family?
Very good.
Brilliant. Most of mine are dead.
Right. Big Brother. Very messy night last night.
Right.
The drink finally got to them. There was a bit of... truth or dare, which always leads to some good activities. There was a lot of kissing. Steph seemed to get around the entire house last night. She kissed Cameron as a dare. She kissed Nush.
Chris? She christened who?
Did I say Chris?
Yeah.
She kissed Cameron for a dare.
Right.
She kissed Nush for a whole 10 seconds, and it
was
a heck of a snog.
Wow.
It was a big snog. Very rude. She then kissed Scott.
That's phenomenal. But did they have sex?
No sex.
No, they don't have sex.
If you have sex, you get £500,000.
But they don't know that, though, do they?
Don't they know?
They do know that.
Oh, do they know that?
I thought it was 50,000.
This is Big Brother 4. They know everything, right?
That's well, they
if I was
that.
In the house, I would wake up in the morning, smash the place up, get back into bed, do a poo on the floor, and then go, come back out and go, look what Big Brother is doing to us. They're trying to turn us against each other.
Yeah.
Then I would have sex with any of them and get the money.
Okay.
I was going to say that puts me straight off. Nush was getting very jealous at Scott and Steph kissing.
Right.
And then Lisa poured, as again a part of the dare, poured some beer over Ray's leg and then.
Wow.
Cameron, calm down.
All very rude. Then they started to fight.
Excellent.
Lisa came into her own, started saying how she was a strong, independent woman,
two fingers.
That they've all been very cruel to her in the house, and she will use those two fingers to kill them, one by one. She didn't say that, no. And they then started to fight with her, telling her what they thought of her and what was going wrong and everything like that. So it's very messy. They kissed and made up at the end of the night, and I think everyone's happy today. They're all pretending to have very big hangovers and saying they don't really remember too much, but slowly, especially Steph, they're having flashbacks during the afternoon.
Bless you, Alfred.
Thank you, please.
Thank you.
Do you know if you just say this word, it sounds rude?
No, don't say it.
It's not rude, but it sounds rude. It's not, I promise, it's not rude.
What is the root?
Two
words?
Fingers.
Yeah, well, no, I say no, but she means she can
she
kill...
Can, I know she can kill people with two fingers. Yeah. I don't know if she has...
What she does is she opens...
Electric that comes out. I don't know.
Yeah, she opens your eyes, so you have to look at her ugly face.
Right. When she comes out, she will kill you with her two fingers.
We were discussing whether or not we should have her on the show, because I don't really like her, and I don't want to be purposely rude to her.
Or murdered by her two fingers.
Well, maybe she will kill me, but then maybe again her ass is so big she won't be able to get out the chair to come and get me.
That's nasty.
Well, no.
I'm sure she's got nice qualities. I'm sure we'll find them.
I'm sure she has got nice qualities. I'm sure she could find them.
Two fingers.
The campaign to keep Lisa in the house is going very well. Sarah Cox is behind us.
Thank you. Joe Wiley is behind us.
And Scott Mills is behind us.
Thank you.
So I think together we can do this. Abed, do you think she should stay in the house?
Two fingers.
Certainly.
Does that mean a yes?
That's a yes. Yeah.
That's a yes. So, if you want to get Steph out, not Cameron, because I think Cameron should be in the last three.
Thank you.
We should get Steph out.
Certainly.
The phone number
Steph is growing on me, though, a little bit.
Yeah, but Lisa has to stay.
I know, she's to make the provocative situation.
That's right. Well, no, I think there could be,
Everybody always votes out the characters first, don't they? Like Anushka, she should stay in.
Exactly.
So we can see her wobbling around with her little boobies.
With her big ass!
Nush, Ray and Scott feel they are the babies of the family in the house and hope that they three are going to stay for the last week.
Let's just do the number thing. Everyone get their mobiles out.
We're voting again now.
Everyone get their mobiles out and we can call the number to vote Steph out. And if everybody does at the same time, it has to affect the voting figures no matter what. Channel 4, okay.
I just turned it off because I'm professional.
Oh, really?
Welcome to our show.
Well, not before. I've never known anything about radio or television.
Okay.
But they always tell you to turn your phone off.
Yeah, it's like a petrol station.
And don't say...
No. That's right.
Do you want the number, then?
Whoa.
Wow-wee.
Yes, please.
To vote out Steph,
yep.
It is 09011...
09011...
21...
Yeah.
44...
Yeah.
1-1.
Right. Everyone put this in your phone, and when I say 3-2-1 go, you all press send, and then we can create a massive sending of votes. 09011-214-11. 09011-214-11. Calls are charged at whatever your calls are charged at. Ask Bill Payer's permission. Don't fall down the stairs. Right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, everybody send. Avid's not joining in, though, but that's okay.
You can pretend.
Yeah, pretend.
Yeah, I'll pretend. Mine's on charge upstairs.
That's good. All right, here we go. Everyone send this to vote Steph out to keep Lisa in. 3, 2, 1, send.
Failed message.
No.
Oh, my
God, mine's working. Yeah, mine's worked. Way, we have. Right,
I got a failed message on my
phone. That's because you haven't got a phone in your hand.
I'm pretending.
Dave, don't ruin it.
Failed message.
It's radio, it doesn't matter.
They can't see it, you can spit.
Oh!
Scott has abnormally large...
Abnormally
large toes.
Two fingers.
Stop that now.
Okay. He's got large toes.
Right.
And very hairy ones. And Nusha's pulling at them.
Don't.
She then decides to show the other housemates how hairy her toes are.
Alfred, calm down. Seriously.
Nush's hairy toes.
Alfred, what are you doing to me?
And
Ray
thought that was quite sexy.
Alfred's going to implode any second.
I saw something on the internet with toes.
Right.
That's all I can say.
Yeah, okay.
Otherwise, it is too rude.
Yes.
But whoever did the toes
yes.
and is listening, they know.
Right.
And I was wondering.
No.
I can't say anything.
No, please don't. No. Right.
I think that's your lot, really.
I think that should be.
I think it should be. Yes.
Two Lisa.
Yo!
Lisa to stay. Thank you very much, Steph.
Wow-wee.
Tomorrow we'll have all the DJs telling us what they think.
Oh, excellent. Yes. All of them?
You're live on Channel 4. Please don't say boo.
They were in the other day. Their new single is out on Monday. This is Appleton. Let's go fly a kite on Primrose Hill. Excellent. excellent record from Appleton of Everything Eventually, which is the new single, which comes out on Monday. Avid, you're a fan of the Appletons?
Yes, I would love to them. That's missing out the rude word.
Oh, that's okay. You're getting so much better at this radio business.
I would write them.
That's right. They are very good.
I sound like that comedian that had the broken microphone, though.
Norman Collier.
But you know, I'd like to lick your inside. And really hard.
I think there's a problem with Avid's microphone. We'll fix it. We'll be back in a moment.
That's a great sound. A puddle of mud there. I'm blurry right here on the Chris and Avid Show on Radio 1.
24-7, rocking the nation, across the nation, in this nation, today.
That's right. Coming up in a moment, we've got Dave's Tedious Link. This is where Dave gets to choose a great record that's somehow connected to their record of yesterday. Avid, wasn't that a great record we played yesterday? Placebo, Nancy Boy.
I like Placebo, and here's a little Nancy Boy.
That's right. Pop a doodle doo, 24/7.
Yes, rocking the nation, across the nation, in this world.
Of devastation.
Devastation. I forgot the line.
Yeah, that's all right. Give it that.
Keep listening, radio listeners, because we got some hot wax.
It's not on record.
That's good.
Hot wax dribbling your way. And right now, here's some more.
That's good.
24/7.
See? I'm telling you.
I'd love to do this.
Andy Parfitt has just called up and offered you weekend breakfast.
And can I meet Callie Minogue?
Yeah, you can have her on the show. Oh. She can make your tea.
Oh.
Right, going to do a Tedious Link now. What a top record. Talking Heads and And She Was on Radio 1. A very fine Tedious Link.
Thank you very much.
Oh, 24/7.
24/7.
On Radio 1.
Across the nation, rocking the nation in this...
Devastation.
Devastation. I will devastate you.
That's right. You're liking this DJ business.
I would like to do it. It seems like you have met a lot of people by doing this. So
I've met many celebrities, including Adam Rickett, Kavanaugh, and Will Smith.
Kavanaugh, I remember him.
Yeah?
But nobody else does.
None of his songs.
No, I don't. Across the nation, devastation. Kavanaugh don't work no more. Let's hope he come back soon and rock the nation. La la la. Blah, blah, blah.
Avid, it's been a pleasure to meet you.
Well, it's been great to meet you. I've had a great time. You gave me ice cream, lollipops.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for the Walkman, so that will be great.
Yeah.
And I have all your crew have been in good fun.
Thank
Even
you.
Even the lady who gave me chewing gum because she said my breath smell of shit.
Poo!
And Spoonie is over there. He just wake up having dreams and fantasies about Kylie Minogue. Thanks for asking me to be here.
It's my pleasure.
Maybe I will come again tomorrow.
Maybe you will. And tomorrow, Friday, is of course your show.
Yes, 11:15 on Channel 4. And you can buy the DVD at all good retailers that retail it.
That's almost like an advert.
That's right.
DVD, by the way, is excellent value for money. I know you wouldn't really want to advertise it that much, but it really is. There's extra things on there.
Behind the scenes. Loop selector, which is the outtakes when I do it all rubbish.
There is so much good stuff on there, and it's a bargain at just only whatever price it's available
at. Different prices everywhere, but yeah. In November, maybe you could buy the second series, too.
Oh, really?
Hopefully, double disc.
What, really?
Hopefully, because we have shot a lot of stuff that was far too rude for television.
That doesn't surprise
me. So, you can buy that.
That would be good.
You could buy this on DVD, but just listen to it, because you can play audio on DVD players, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What extras can you put on this show, though?
On this show?
When you turn when you turn it off so the listeners can't hear you,
and then
all the filth comes, right?
Oh, the muck. Oh, the muck that pours. It pours.
You dirty bad boy with your F.
I know.
And your B.
And you.
And your C.
And you. And
two fingers.
So, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, please, for asking me.
The show is tomorrow night on Channel 4, and don't forget, if you miss it, you can see it again on E4.
Yes, Dennis Van Outen, I want to marry you, and Davina McCall, I would marry you if you wasn't already ready with a man having bambinos.
Do you know she's pregnant again?
I know, I dream that it is me who put it there. Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I'm joking.
Right.
No, it's a joke.
Right.
Don't get too... Don't start fantasizing.
Kiss her nose, right?
Okay, lovely. Lovely. Lovely to meet you.
Goodbye.
Do I go? No, you can stay.
Right.
It's a false goodbye for the audience.
Oh, hold on. Goodbye.
You can stay. You don't have to walk out.
Oh, right.
You just pretend.
Do you have a sound effect button for the door?
Yeah, if you put
Yeah, we do. Put your headphones on.
Okay. Right.
And then you say goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye, Chris Mouse. Thank you, please. I love you.
I really hated him. I'll never go on that show again. He wouldn't even give me an autograph, this son of a bitch.